Sean King for Your Digital Life. We are here at CES in Las Vegas in the Sharp booth talking to Tony Fabia, the Senior Marketing Manager for Sharp. Tony, how are you doing?
Good, thanks. How are you doing, sir?
I am good. Thanks very much for joining us. We're standing by some drool-worthy LCD panels. What is an LCD panel?
An LCD panel, very quickly, is two sheets of glass with liquid crystal between the sheets of glass. And basically, we do video processing behind that sheet of glass that produces a video signal and then displays it on the glass. So that's literally what an LCD television does.
Now, contrast this with a CRT. CRT has that big glass thing in the back, electron gun stuff. There's all kinds of stuff going on back there.
Yes, it has tubes. And the tubes require a distance to shoot from where the tube is to the screen. That's why that explains the depth of a CRT television. So with a flat panel, you don't have any need to project an image from a tube to a surface. The video processing circuitry is right on the panel itself, so there's no projection necessary. Therefore, the depth is only 3 or 4 inches.
That's why these things are so remarkably thin compared to even a 27-inch TV was 27 inches wide. Now, 60-inch TVs are 6 inches wide.
That's exactly right, and that's precisely why so many people today are replacing their old CRT TVs. And as they replace them, as it's time to replace them, they're more and more moving to flat panel technology like LCD because it just looks more contemporary. It adds kind of an elegant feel to the room in the home where they put it. And frankly, the picture quality is better as well. So all those things combined, it's still a little bit more expensive than CRT, but people are choosing to do it in greater and greater numbers. It's the best-selling display technology today, and Sharp is leading the way with it with its Aquas line.
We see a lot of various kinds of flat panels with plasma or LCD. Does Sharp make plasmas?
No, it doesn't. We're very focused on LCD only. Sharp has a long history of LCD expertise, and so we were the first ones to introduce an LCD television in the United States. We feel very strongly that the LCD technology is superior to plasma technology in several ways. One way that's very obvious, and people may not realize it right away, is that LCD can be made in a vast array of screen sizes, from very small ones to very large ones. As an example, in our Aquas line today, the smallest one is 13 inches, and the largest one is 65 inches. In comparison, plasma cannot be produced in anything smaller than 32 inches.
I didn't know that.
So even as LCD is moving into the larger screen sizes where plasma used to be alone, plasma will never be able to move into the smaller screen sizes. So it really just has more flexibility. The LCD panel has more reflection resistance in terms of glare reflection, so you'll always have kind of a brighter picture because of that. The color accuracy is better than what you get on a plasma. There's no burn-in issues. Some people have had that experience with plasma as well. There's a whole range of issues and concerns that plasma has for the long term. As a result, Sharp is choosing to focus very strongly with LCD. And in the future, I think you'll see more and more manufacturers choosing to migrate to LCD rather than plasma for some of the same reasons that I just outlined.
When folks go into the local Best Buy or Circuit City, what should they be looking for on a screen? It's not just a matter of price, because the price can be the same for a lot of things, but what sort of tips can you give folks who are thinking about buying an LCD screen?
They should always be thinking about the room they're going to be putting it in first, in their home. And a lot of people are choosing to put kind of a main television. That would be in the sizes for LCD, that would be like 32 or 37 inches, or some people are putting 45 inches. But what a lot of people are doing is adding TVs to rooms in the home where maybe they wanted to have a television previously, but they didn't really have the space to accommodate a deep CRT TV. So now, with the slimness of an LCD TV, they can put a 20-inch TV in the kitchen, in a bathroom, on the wall, in the bedroom. So it just opens up a lot more possibilities for the homeowner to add televisions into rooms in their home. So they want to think about that. They want to think about, are they going to be putting a high-definition signal on it or a traditional cable signal? And so when you look at the feature set of a TV, you want to see if it's high-definition compatible. Those are traditionally more expensive than those that are not. And so depending on your needs for what kind of content you're going to show on it, you may choose to spend a little more and get a high-definition compatible TV like most of the Aquas TVs are, because more and more people do have HD content available in their homes. So the vast majority of our sets are HD TV compatible, and that's a big purchasing factor when people go in and look at the TV.
The next thing a lot of folks are going to be confused about when they go into a store is they're going to have a Best Buy guy talk to a 740p and 1080i. And does that stuff matter? So what should they look for when they go to look for this kind of stuff?
Yeah, those formats do actually matter, because that's what draws the line between high definition and what we call enhanced definition, which is a notch below high definition. It can be perplexing to the consumer. But the key numbers to remember are that the two high-definition formats that are available today are 1080i and 720p. Broadcasters like CBS and NBC are broadcasting today in those high-definition formats. So the TV matches that. Now, coming later will be 1080p. It's kind of the next step, the next generation, and it's the best, it's really the highest resolution of digital television that can be done. We already have some TVs that can realize a 1080p signal, even though there's no broadcasters doing it yet. So we're kind of positioning them as future-ready TVs. But those are all terms that people should familiarize themselves with, because they do tell you whether it's high definition or something less than that. And a lot of the retailers today do have some literature that explains the different formats and kind of makes it easier. Also, our website explains that. The sharpusa.com website does provide kind of a Q&A and kind of a frequently asked questions section where people can go and kind of check out what is high definition, what is enhanced definition, and so on.
Folks, that's where you should go to. Go to www.sharp-usa.com. We have been talking to Tony Fabia. He is the senior marketing manager for Flat Panel TVs, the cool section of the company. Tony, thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much.
This has been Sean King from Your Digital Life. We're here at the CES. Thanks to our friends at Apple Specialist at applespecialist.com. See ya!